04ZEW Mobile.
Sorry about that. KB4CBA Mobile.
Dave, right?
when I keyed the mic up, the music started blasting at the same time, so sorry about that.
Too fine. How you doing on this roaster? It started out kind of cool, and now I got to do some yard work, and it's 93 degrees.
Yeah, I think the time to have done yard work would have been this morning. I played tennis at 9, and it was real pleasant. It was overcast most of the time. The sun did come out for a little bit, but not long. And, you know, it got kind of hot then. But then it went back behind the clouds, so it really wasn't too bad. But it's out now for good.
Looking good for yard work, because I went to play on some HS this morning. We had a major a G4 storm, and it's finally just cooling off. So I should have done the yard work when the HS conditions were poor, and then come back in and hung out. I've been playing with Arduinos a lot lately. Having fun with that.
Well, I tell you, my grass is so dry. I'm not even going to cut it this weekend. I don't think I might, but I'm debating right now. Oh me, because I haven't been watering it, and it's, you know, we hadn't had rain in, this is the 23rd day. So I think that's right. Maybe the 24th. Oh, me. But anyway. So, we're going to eat an early supper, so I'm headed out to get some pizza.
The blame for the weather, because about 2 weeks ago, I built a lightning detector, and it actually has some fail-safes against false positives. So I tried using a piezoelectric lighter, a fluorescent tube, I used a Tesla coil, a barbecue piezo lighter. I got a couple of false positives, but I need an actual thunderstorm to test the lightning detector. And so since I built this and I need a thunderstorm to test it out, that's the American rain dance. It's just not going to happen.
It's interesting. I've never thought about, you know, lightning detection equipment. I know there is some out there, obviously, because the our good old Channel 4 can show us where all the lightning strikes are, and or not. You know, more or less, and I just think that's interesting. But pretty sure my antenna got hit last year. I think it was last year. God, I don't know anymore. But anyway, and I wound up replacing everything, literally everything. But it's yeah, it's a wire antenna with a Baum at the top, 4-to-1 Baum at the top, and then a let me call it an oscillator at the bottom. And so, you know, I didn't spend a chunk of money replacing everything. So, and that antenna was used when it was sold to me. There's no telling how long it's been up in the air.
Exactly what I want to avoid. So I already have the UHF slip-on connectors for when we do get a storm. I don't have to unscrew them. The SSU-39 just kind of slides out and slides back in. So what I want to do is have this lightning detector, you know, if it detects a strike, I think it's good up to 28 miles. What it would do is send a signal over my Wi-Fi to a little bank of a, you know, a little servo motor that will take those SO239 slide connectors and just slide them out of the socket electronically and then have it be, you know, autonomous. So if the sensor detects the strike, sends a signal to the servo motors back the antenna connectors out of the socket, and hopefully, you know, at least get that piece of lightning protection automated.
I would like to see that. If you, if and when, or if you've already got it installed, I really would. I'm curious. What does the setup like that cost?
Tip on Malden Road right now. Yeah, it's not complete, so I'm doing it with Arduinos and Adafruit sensors and stuff. But the connectors are pretty cheap. You can get those if you just want to have the ability to slide your connectors just on and off instead of unscrewing them.
Well, you're going to hate this, but I didn't get any of that. You want to try that again?
20 seconds to have his dip in the road.
It's got that, you know, dip in, right there, the Botany Woods entrance, and from there to about, well, the top of the hill and then some. Then you get on the straightaway there, it's flat, it's still noisy, and it finally kind of clears up. I should be pretty clear by now, because I'm getting ready to turn around the corner of this building, and when I do, I will totally lose the repeater, but I shouldn't be there long, because they usually... I know my pizza's ready, so, and they know me, so they've already seen me pull in. But I'll be back in a second if you're going to be there, KB4CPA.
The area you were talking about, it was probably me, on North Malden Road by the baseball field. There's a huge dip, and I pretty much lose signal. But yeah, I'm about to get in the car line to pick up my daughter from day camp. But yeah, if you look up those UHF slip connectors, they're pretty cheap. So if you don't want to unscrew your antenna cables, you just want to slide them apart and slide them back together. Those are real inexpensive to get.
Okay, well, I'll check that out. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CPA.
Talking to you. Catch you next time, man. I'm getting in line now, so enjoy your pizza. For ZW, I'll be very monitoring.
4QHV, I'm just testing some numbers on my equipment here.
W to calling station. You are sounding really good. 5859.
QHV, that last station, thanks for calling back there for me. I appreciate it. I got what I need now, and I'll be clear.
Have a better one. KL4ZEW Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
EW. Hey, Dave. I'm about to sign off and pick up my daughter, but you're coming through fine now. You're past your dead zones there.
Well, I'm getting ready to hit the dead zone here, so I'm headed down the hill to Botany Woods.
Know where you're at. All right. Catch you another time. KO4ZEW.
Hopefully I'm back. KO4. Fort Worth CPA.